A farm in the middle of Fayetteville is an attempt to begin to change how many of us think of and approach food. Ozarks at Large's Luke Gramlich visited Tricycle Farms and talked with the people behind this project.
We've lost our food culture over two generations with a connection to our food that's more based on logos than the actual food itself, that's based upon the speed of delivery and out-of-season access than it is to the people who live in our city that actually grow some food. The only way to make that connection, again, is through education, through actual physical connection to the soil.
That's Don Bennett with Tricycle Farms, a volunteer-run community farm located right in the heart of Fayetteville, near the intersection of Garland Avenue and West Sycamore Street. Since early spring, the farm has sprung to life, providing plenty of produce to all the volunteers who come out to help tend to the crops. Since the soil was broken, Tricycle Farms has produced both vegetables and community. Tricycle volunteer Robin Riggins.
There's like a community meal that comes up. We go door to door and we meet community and we try to get them together. Some people, they don't necessarily come out because they desperately need a meal that night. Sometimes they come out just because they need to be around people or to have their hands in the soil, or it's just such a happy environment.
This is community through soil. You know, the food we grow, we want to share it. We want to share it with our volunteers, but we also want to share it with the folks around who are experiencing food insecurity because of our economy, because they're just needing to get some traction, and that traction can lead them to, potential jobs. The community needs to know about this food because food is an economy.
According to FeedingAmerica.org, in 2010, nearly 29,000 Washington County residents were food insecure, including almost 13,000 children. Tricycle has already helped to feed hundreds by partnering with Trinity United Methodist Church to host monthly community meals where neighbors can come together to enjoy one another's company and also enjoy a healthy home-cooked meal straight from the farm. Tricycle Farms strives to help out those who are experiencing food insecurity and provide them with the knowledge to grow their own food. Don Bennett explains how the idea for Tricycle Farms came to be.
The question was, well, Don Bennett, how many people do you think you could feed off 2 acres? And I said, without hesitation, we can feed thousands. That's when we decided we want to buy that land and we want to feed more people. Because of this opportunity of location, we can teach people how to feed themselves. And if we can teach people how to become farmers, and we can teach people how to look at their food and their economy of food as a percentage of their income.
Again, Tricycle volunteer Robin Riggins.
It's not about Tricycle. It's about empowering the community with knowledge so that we can bring that knowledge elsewhere. It makes you feel wonderful when during a time that you have no food that you can go somewhere and know that you're also giving food to other people.
Bennett says that Tricycle cuts out the middleman by allowing people to grow not just food for themselves, but also for others. The people that come and work at the farm are forming a community to grow produce for each other. He says Fayetteville's land and its giving, sharing community can cultivate a strong local food system.
We call this Tricycle Farms. We don't call it farm. It is just one farm, but our goal is to create farms, to be able to be a part, a role player in creating a garden city that drips with vegetables and food so no one has food insecurity. The people that live here and our neighbors, and if we let them fail, then we fail. Let's focus on empowering people to power this city.
Tricycle Farms will host its first annual Pesto Fest fundraiser Sunday, October 7th. From 5 to 10 p.m. at Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville. Pesto Fest activities will include live music, a silent auction, and a pesto-making contest. For more information on Pesto Fest or volunteering at Tricycle Farms, visit the Tricycle Farms Facebook page or contact Don Bennett at 479-966-0572. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.